As we get set now for rookies, heat number one, it's getting set into a formation in about elapsed time here. Out there, 65 is Josh Hart, 44 Oliver Sade, Darcy Buildings in the 15, Rayleigh Jackson's in the 77, Aidan Williams is in the 95, Connor Blaxall in the 8, 32 is Luke Pundick. Then it's the 94 of Riley Skinner. Chris Joubert is in the 18. And I just lost who was the final card out there. Also like to thank the Southern Star Series, St. George Karting and Remo Racing for their support throughout the 2019 Southern Stars. So, in good formation now, looking for a start here. And across the line, very even start that time. Josh Hart in the 65 gets the jump. Slotting in is Sade in the 44, right behind. So it's Hart and Sade leading the way as Buildings up to third place. Then it's Jackson. Behind Jackson, Blackswell, Williams, McAllister, Pundick, Skinner and Joubert rounding out the field. So around the top turns for the first time. And it is a battle between Hart and Sade. And Hart in the 65 holding on for the moment. Hart comes through to complete lap number one. Right on his back bumper is Oliver Sade. Buildings, Jackson, Blaxall, Williams, McAllister, Pundick, Skinner and Joubert is your race order. So as they come up over the rise, still Hart leading the way, building on the back of Sade. Now Sade goes to the inside along the pits, back straight, and Sade has the line going into the top turns. Oh, Boulding up onto the back, locking wheels with Josh Hart, and Josh Hart has fallen down through the order. So Oliver Sade in the 44 is now your race leader. We're two laps down. Sade out to a 1.5 second advantage. Second place now, the 8 card of Connor Blaxwell. Then it's back to Josh Hart, Jackson, Williams, McAllister, Pundick, Skinner, Joubert and Buildings has dropped to the back of the field. So across to complete lap number three. And it's extending his lead is Sade in the 44 from the 8 of Connell Blaxall. It's out to 1.8 seconds. So 0.3 of a second faster on that last lap. And Sade looks to be in a comfortable position at the front of the field. Blaxall, then it's Hart. Hart closing in the 65 on the 8 of Connor Blaxall. So Hart trying to regain some of that ground that he lost on lap number 2. 4 laps now completed. 10 laps the race journey. And it's Sade, Blaxall, Hart, Williams, Jackson, McAllister. Then it's Pundick, Skinner, Buildings and Joubert. So Buildings now trying to make a move on the 49P of Riley Skinner and trying to work his way back up into a much more competitive position than ninth place as he sits currently. Sade has completed the half race distance now. Lap 5's in the book. Sade, Bennett's Blaxall, Hart, Williams coming through now. Williams, Jackson, then back to McAllister's in the 23 with the 32 of Luke Pundick. Then it's Darcy Buildings. Buildings coming up over the rise. He's got the run now on Luke Pundick. Pundick just trying to hold that spot, but I think, oh no, Buildings gets run fairly wide there and has to fall back into line through the top turns. So 6 laps completed today. Blaxall, Hart, Williams, Jackson, Still the race order at the front of the field. Boulding still unable to regain positions here. Puddick is really making that card as wide as possible. It's Puddick, sorry, Puddick. So Puddick just keeping Boulding at bay as they head up the back straight. Heat number one of the rookies here in the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series, round number one in the nation's capital at Circuit Mark Webber. Today, leading in the 44 by 4.6 seconds now. Fastest lap, 36.476. And the last lap for today is 36.482. Back there in second. Battle about to heat up here, you would think, with just two laps remaining. So Blaxall now just 0.225 of a second ahead of our early race leader, Josh Hart. So the Dino cart of Blaxall battling on against the Tony cart of Hart as they head up the back straight once again. Has Hart got enough to be able to challenge now? Hart on the back bumper of Blaxall as they come to the white flag. Your leader, Oliver Sadeh, is out in front with a very handsome 5 second plus gap. Back there in second is Connor Blaxall. Blaxall, then Hart, the battle for second place, and that gap has not moved, 0.255. So Blaxall doing a great job maintaining that position. Williams is back there in third, then Jackson in fourth. Boulding's worked his way back to sixth position. Then it's Toby McAllister, Luke Puddick, and Riley Skinner and Chris Joubert rounding out the running order. Checkered flag is out, and Oliver Sadeh is the winner of heat number one of the rookies. Connor Blaxall in second. Then it's Josh Hart, Aidan Williams, Rayleigh Jackson, Darcy Boulding, Toby McAllister, Luke Puddick coming down to round out eighth position. And then it is Skinner and Joubert to round out the running order. So a great start, heat one of the rookies. Junior Performance about to head out onto the circuit. Like to thank, of course, Remo Racing and St. George Kart Centre for their ongoing support of the 2019 Southern Star Series. Remo Racing and St. George Kart Centre have been great supporters of the Southern Star Series right throughout its history. Heading off to Grenfell for the second round on the, I think it's the 28th of February. No, it's March, so it'd be about the first weekend in March. I think the Thursday is the 28th, so it'd be about the first, second, and third at Grenfell, the Southern Star Series, heading right around the state here. One of the longest services of series in the state and, of course, in the country. So, carts on the grid. We need to get all set and about to, around the top of the circuit, we'll have the about set to go racing here, all in good formation. Junior Performance, heat number one here in the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series. Round one also of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And away, 30 of the 43 getting a jump. 43 got a big jump off the start, the 91. Into second position now, so just waiting for the scoring to update. Interesting to see if the officials might apply a penalty for a jump start there, but as they head through to complete lap number one. Lap number one in the books. It's Henry McLansborough leading the way from Connor Cooper. So McLansborough, Cooper in the 91. Lachlan Campbell, Ryan Kennedy in the 30. Lewis, Bagheera. Then it's Joseph Waddell in the 16. Macy Claudray and Ryan Pring round out the running order. So it's McLansborough. His gap is 0.239 of a second. Last lap of 43.380. Connor Cooper still within 0.2 of a second. And now Cooper up the pit straight. Makes a lunge on the inside. They work their way around the top of the circuit. And it's McLansborough able to hold off the challenge from the 91 of Connor Cooper. Lachlan Campbell back there in third position. Then it's Ryan Kennedy, Waddell, Claudray, Pring, and the three of Lewis Bagheera is at the back of the field. So the battle at the front, still nothing in it. Again, Cooper looks to the inside. Cooper has the speed this time on the back straight, and Cooper's through. McLansborough immediately goes for the switchback, but Cooper's got him covered, and Cooper is now your new race leader. Connor Cooper in the 91 leads the way. Henry McLansborough looking to do something down the start-finish straight, but not close enough to make a challenge. Back to third now. Ryan Kennedy in the 30 has got past Lachlan Campbell. So Kennedy now in third, looking to go up the inside of McLansborough. And McLansborough, oh, just missing Kennedy, who overcooked it into the second part of the top turns. And Kennedy has now dropped down about three places after he was challenging for second. So race order at half race distance is Connor Cooper in the 91, Henry McLansborough in the 43, Lachlan Campbell in the 7, Ryan Kennedy in the 4, Joseph Waddell in the 24, Macy Claudray is next to the 33, is Ryan Pring, and Lewis Bagheera is in the 3. Across the line to complete 6 laps, Cooper, McLansborough, 1.2 seconds the gap between first and second. It's half a second back now to Lachlan Campbell in the 7 cart, and Campbell now trying to make a move up the back straight. Campbell working his way around the top of the star circuit, and Campbell under some pressure now from Ryan Kennedy. So the race leader is Cooper. A gap then to McLansborough, almost out to 2 seconds. It's 1.8 seconds now. Cooper's fastest lap of the race at 33.788. Connor Cooper in the 91, leading it now as they're on lap number 8. McLansborough, Campbell, Kennedy, Claudray, Waddell, Pring and Bagheera. Second place, Henry McLansborough in that 43. Just getting a bit of breathing room now as Lachlan Campbell made a mistake coming out of the pit turn. Just got up onto the ripple strip through the kink, and that has dropped him back into the clutches of Ryan Kennedy in the 30. So a lap and a half remaining here in heat number one of junior performance. And our leader is still Connor Cooper across the start-finish line, and it's another 33-second lap, a 33.924. Then the gap back to McLansborough. Campbell still a cart length back from him. Then it's Kennedy who gets a great run out of the S's in the 30 cut. And Kennedy looks like he's going to try and challenge on this final lap. Around the top of the circuit, McLansborough has Campbell lunging on the inside. Kennedy goes to the outside. It's a three-way battle for second as Connor Cooper takes the checkered flag. It's McLansborough who'll come home in second. Campbell holds on for third. Then it's Kennedy in the 30. Claude Array in the 24. Waddell in the 16. Pring in the 33. And Lewis Bugar is off the circuit there, and he has failed to finish. So an interesting conclusion to Heat 1 of Junior Performance. All right, we're getting set now for the Novices Heat number 1. Just a reminder to thank the great sponsors across the Southern Stars Series, St. George Kart Centre, and Remo Racing. So, we've got Saunderson, Barry, Crossland, Cameron Leary, Richards, Hansford Taylor, Von Thien, and White is the running order. Mitchell Saunderson in the 3 on the pole. And, well, he's checked out early there. So, no start that time by. Hayden Crossland in the 7 is supposed to be out of position 2. Reg Barry is in the 6. Joseph Camilleri in the 65. 97 is Matthew Hansford-Taylor. The 94 is Connor Richards. Then it's Charlie Von Thien and Hugh White. Von Thien is in the 86 and White is in the 15. So the Burco Engineering Heat 1 of Junior Light. And, of course, the starter won't muck around. They can always apply a penalty for jumping the start to anyone they deem is not getting away. We're racing this time, though, and Sanderson leading the way from the 7 of Crossland. Barry's dropped back to 3rd. Then it was back to the 65 of Camilleri, who's got the 97 of Hansford-Taylor right on the back bumper. So, Saunderson, Crossland, Barry, Camilleri, as they work their way through the pit turn now. So, Crossland goes to the lead. Saunderson back to about 3rd position. So, I've got Saunderson now running in 3rd. Saunderson dropping back through the field here as Crossland in the 7. Barry's in 2nd position. So Barry leading the way. It's Crossland leading the way from Barry. Then it's back to Saunderson. Camilleri. So Camilleri in 4th position. Then it's back to the 97 of Hansford-Taylor. Now, who's that? Think Saunderson's lost another place now. So race leader is still the 7 of Hayden Crossland, who comes across the line to complete lap number 4. Crossland in the 7 from Barry in the 6. Now it is the 65 of Camilleri, but here comes Saunderson. So Saunderson retaking 3rd position. Saunderson back up to 3rd as Camilleri goes back to fourth place. Your leader is Hayden Crossland in the number seven. Barry is second. Saunderson, Camilleri. Then it's Von Thien getting past Hansford Taylor. The 97 of Hansford Taylor. Next cart through is Richards with White, rounding out the running order. So, as the race leader, is Hayden Crossland with a huge lead now over Barry. We've got Barry is on lap number seven. So, race 11. So, Crossland, Barry, the gap now over 6 seconds between first and second. Now, here comes Saunderson trying to come back. Saunderson trying to work through lap number seven as seven. So Crossland in the seven cart completes lap number seven now. Then it's Barry. No, top, in the top zip. Barry in second position. Saunderson closing in on Barry now. Saunderson in third position. He's closing in on Barry with Camilleri, Von Thien, Hansford, Taylor, and then Richards. White is the final card out there, the 15P. But here comes Saunderson trying to make the move on Barry. Race leader is Hayden Crossland, the number seven. So behind him, Barry and Saunderson having a huge battle for second place now. Then you go back to Camilleri and Von Thien. Von Thien across the start-finish line to the white flag. It's Hayden Crossland back there in second. Barry holding off. No, he can't hold off any longer. And it is Saunderson who worked his way around the top turns back up into second place. Then it's Barry in third. Further back to Camilleri, Von Thien, Hansford Taylor, Richards and White is the running order as we come to the checkered flag now. The number seven of Hayden Crossland will take the victory. Crossland takes the win. A dominating performance. Crossland leading the way from Saunderson, Barry, Camilleri, then it's Von Thien, Hansford Taylor, 38 out there. I don't have that cart name. But then it's Richards and White. So an interesting start for the Junior Lights here at the Burco Engineering Southern Stars Series. Out on the circuit now, we have the novices, Elijah Sade in the 4. Then in the 19, Corey Carson. The 14 is Riley Baxel. 73 is Kobe McKernan. Luke Kennedy's in the 30. The 88A is Jake McKinnon. Brody Trapiano. Then it's Riley Bates in the 12. Hugh Schweiker. Ayrton Del Maso and Mitchell Love round out the 11 here that make up the novices' heat number one. Oh, we've got two cuts in this formation getting together here, so hopefully we can get them all. That was the front row that looked like they came together then. So, almost ready for a start. So, Elijah said in the four, is your pole sitter. As the novices are set to go here in the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series, heat number one of the novices. Away, and it's Ed that has the lead here off the start. Blacksell in second. Then it's back to Carson, who's dropped Kobe McKernan in the 73. So as they work the round, Saed leading the way from Blacksell. So Saed in the four. Brother raced earlier today and had a solid run. Blacksell in second place, just 0.2 of a second behind. Then it's back to Carson, who's dropped one spot from the start and now has dropped another as Kobe McKernan has made the move up into third position. Then it's back to Kennedy, McKinnon, Bates, Schreiker. Then it's back to Trepino, Del Maso and Love as they work their way. Race leader, Saed completes lap number two. Then it's Blacksell. So McKernan in third, not closing in on the front two at the moment, but has got clear track ahead of him. Further back then to Corey Carson. As the leaders head up the hill, then the big gap back. You've got Kennedy, McKinnon and Bates, the next three carts through. Triker, McKinnon. Kobe McInerney is in the 73. Yep. So across the line to complete lap number three. Elijah Saed, 0.8 of a second now out in front of Riley Blacksell. The 73 of Kobe McInerney. So Kobe McInerney, then it's Carson, Kennedy, McKinnon. Then it's Bates, Schweiker, Domeso, Love. And now the final cart, about to go a lap down, is Trepino. So as they work their way through some heavy traffic now for your leader, Saed, coming up on Mitchell Love in the 16 card. The youngster in Brody Trepino doing a good job there, keeping out of the way of all the faster carts that are starting to come through now. Saed in the four. Oh, zigzagging through a multitude of carts. But Saed is still the leader. Saed Blacksell, nose to tail now. The gap has been reduced significantly through the back markers. So the 16, or is that the 19, sorry? Just having some troubles getting through the traffic as well as the others. So Saed Blacksell and McInerney. Blacksell under some pressure now from the 73 of McInerney as they head through turn number one. Saed, Blacksell and McInerney. Saed pulling away again, but Blacksall and McEnany on their back bumper. McEnany going to the outside. Not close enough to make a lunge round the top of the circuit. But the battle is definitely for second place. As Saed is back out to over a half a second lead as he comes across the start finish line now to complete lap number 7. Leader is heading through the S's. Blacksall doing enough to hold McEnany behind. Then we go back to the 19 of Corey Carson. And then this next battle is Kennedy, McKinnon, and Bates. So you've got the two PCR carts or bookending. McKinnon in the center. And, oh, big move that time. That was Bates coming out of position number 7. Got a beautiful run through the S's that time. And has made the move on both McKinnon, then Kennedy, as they came up over the rise. So the leader is heading through the dip for the penultimate time. Coming up on some more traffic as well. So the white flag will be out this time by for Elijah Saed. They head through the traffic. And Saed, they're 2 and 3 wide. Saed touches and the back marker, the 14. Oh, was that the 16 again? And Saed just getting involved in an incident with the back markers. And now I think the leader might be Riley Blacksall. Riley Blacksall takes the lead over after the incident down in turn number 1. The checkered flag is at the ready. And here comes the leader. There's a 2-lap back marker carts, I think. No, there's the leader now. Checkered flag is out. And Blacksall takes the win from McInerney. It got willing there in the final lap whereas the back markers were coming up to be lapped. Third place will be Corey Carson. In fact, Elijah Saed comes home in third, sorry. Fourth place will be Carson. Then it comes back. A couple of the lap cars coming through now. It's Kennedy in the 30, McKinnon in the 88A, Bates, Delmasso, Love, Schweiker, and Trapino rounding out the running order. An interesting heat number 1 of the novices here at the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series here at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Senior performance out on the circuit, just waiting for them to get formed up, and we'll be away and racing once again here in the Burco Engineering Southern Stars Series. It's round number 1 here at Circuit Mark Webber. So Circuit Mark Webber hosting round number 1. The series moves off to Grenfell. In good formation, looking for a start this time by. Oh, the inside row's gone here. They're still quite even, though, as they come across the start line to kick it off here in senior performance. Senior performance, heat number 1. So around the top of the circuit, they start to go single file. Have you started the race? Across the start-finish line, and it's the blue plate signifying the New South Wales state champion of Nicholas Cooley. Brock Stinson in the 31 running in second position. Jude Bargwana. Then it's Sean Shibuteri in the 19. Lachlan Strickland's in the 17. Further back to the 4 of Josh Staples. Then it's the 22A of William Shamar. The 22 of Scott Rapman. Then it's the 9 of Aaron Bell, Spencer Bradley, 63 is Gary Hodges, and Chris Barry in the 6 rounds out the running order. Big move down the inside by Sean Shibutari up into 4th position. So Shibutari ahead of the Baguana car, but Shibutari goes for 3rd. And a good move there as the 63 of Gary Hodges gathers things back up right in front of the crowd. It's senior performance, heat number 1. Nicholas Cooley, Brock Stinson in 2nd position as they come down the hill into the pit turn. And Stinson now going to the front of the field. So Stinson in the 31 leading the way. Then it's Cooley in the 5. Shibutari up into 3rd with Baguana back down into 4th position. Strickland, Staples, Shamar further back then to Ratman, Bell, Bradley, Barry and Hodges as the running order here on lap number 3. Leader heads across the line. Fastest lap of the race. Now set with a 33.959. Cooley backing up the traffic here, and the 5 car with Shibutari right on his back bumper. Baguana behind him in the 79. They head up the back straight, and it is Shibutari on the inside who loses the spot to Baguana, who goes round the outside as they were backed up there right behind Cooley. So Cooley has held on to 2nd position. Baguana has made the switch, but Shibutari into turn 1 now makes the move, and Baguana is out in the sticks, and he loses a lot of ground there as the 14 comes through of Lachlan Strickland. So as the leaders head around the top of the circuit, another good battle going on back with the 22 of Scott Ratman, and then it's Aaron Bell and Spencer Bradley. So across the start-finish line, Stinson, then Cooley, Baguana. Oh, a bit of a shake there from Strickland, who had Staples right on his back bumper. Staples goes up the inside, and Staples will take the spot. So Baguana is the next car through in what now I think is 4th position. So race leader, Stinson heading down towards the start-finish line. 7 laps completed. It's Shibutari into 2nd place. Then it's back to Cooley in the 5. Further back then, the 34. And behind the 34 is Baguana. So 34 running in 4th position. Who is a race leader? As Stinson.
What's his name?
Oh, Oliver McLansborough in the 34. Running in 4th position now. So they head up the back straight. Stinson, Shibutari, Cooley. Then it's McLansborough, Baguana, Strickland, Bell, Bradley, Barry, Hodges, Ratman, and White Flag should be out now. White Flag. They're on the final lap. So as the leader, Brock Stinson in the 31. Heading down towards the checkered flag now, into the pit turn. The leader comes for the final time. It's Brock Stinson who takes the checkered flag. Back then to Shibutari. Cooley is the next cart through. Then it's McLansborough, Staples, getting ahead of Baguana there at the end of that run. Further back then to Strickland, Bell. Then it's Bradley, Hodges, Barry Ratman. It was coming through now, and I didn't see why the 22A of Scott Ratman had fallen right towards the back of the field with William Shamar, who is out of the circuit on lap number 5. He pulled out of the race. All right, about to get started here in heat number 1 of the tag. So we'll look at the grid as they sign up now. And so the 21 is Jordan Love. 26 is Robert Nola. 27 is Francois Joubert. 32 is Philip Bouin. The 32A is Scott Chadston. The 62 is Mark Chadston. And then you have Eric Reeves in the 66. Adrian Del Maso is in the 72P. And David Haviv is in the 82. So we're looking good and set here for a start in tag restricted.
So who's the start?
As they're about to get underway. Away and racing. Good start here. And it's the 26 of Robert Nola, who has got off to the best of the starts, but Eric Reeves involved, and David Haviv is, I think, also involved in the incident there, and Haviv is pulling off heading into the S's. So Reeves and Haviv both off in the first corner. So Robert Nola, Nola leading the way. Scott Chadston. Chadston. Right on the back bumper of Nola and up the inside, making the pass. And it's Chadston. So Nola, Chadston. Then it's Love, Del Maso, Joubert, Bohan, Chadston, Reeves, Haviv. And Haviv is back up and running. So Reeves is the only driver out. I thought David Haviv had got out of his cart then, so he's obviously worked out the problem before he got out of the cart and is back up and running. Scott Chadston, though, is your race leader, making the pass a lap ago into turn number 1. Robert Noel, Nola in second position in the 26. Then it's back to the 21 of Jordan Love. Del Maso in the 72 has worked his way up into fourth position. Not a bad job from the P-plater there. Then it's Philip Bouin, Francois Joubert in the 27. Then it's Chadston, that's Mark Chadston, with Haviv rounding out the running order. So the gap between first and second is 1.1 seconds. With the fastest lap of the race, a 34.324. Now, problems here for Jordan Love, just getting back up to speed now in the 21P. So Jordan Love working his way back up in seventh position. So Scott Chadston across the line to complete lap number 4. Nola in the 26 runs in second. Further back then to Del Maso. Bouin in fourth position is 7 seconds off the leader and 1.7 seconds as the 72 is had got problem. Adrian Del Maso has slowed on the circuit, looking around now, try and work out what the problem is, but about to be passed by Josh Love. So Josh Love about to move up to sixth position. As the race leader heads back up over the rise, out of the S's and up over the rise. It's Scott Chaston leading the race. The back marker is David Haviv in the 82 card. So the blue light's going on for Haviv now. As Scott Chaston is leading the way. Out to a 4 second lead. 4 second lead for Chaston. Then it's Nola who has a 5 second gap back to third place. Race leader, fastest lap, a 34.035. In fact, his last lap, as he comes up on the back of Haviv now and makes the pass. So the race leader through now, Chadson, in that 34-second bracket, low 34s. And opened up the lead to a 4.8 second advantage. So Chaston, Nola, Bowen, Hubert, Mark Chaston, Delmaso, Love, Haviv is the running order of carts out on the circuit. Haviv, one lap down as we speak. Bowen back there in third place. Then it's back to Chaston and Delmaso. But Chaston, the closest car to his competitor in front. As Mark Chaston now tries to close in on Francois Joubert in the 27. So the white flag is out now. Scott Chaston in the 32A and will head to the checkered flag this time. Nola 6 seconds back from the leader as they're coming up on the back markers there. The checkered flag is out and Scott Chaston takes the win. Robert Nola will come home in second, clearing the back marker of Haviv. Then it's Bowen who comes through the final turn now and will take the checkered flag in the 32. Joubert holding off Mark Chaston with Delmaso and Love rounding out the running order for the carts on the leader's lap. So the tag restricted heat number one in the book now here in the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series at Circuit Mark Webber. So open performance about to start up here. A standing start for open performance. Open performance, standing start with the KZ. So they're going to grid up this time by. And we'll be set for a start. Slightly different procedure for the standing start. You can see two green lights are on. They're pulling up now.
Right, hit the green.
Green's on.
Yeah, hit it again.
And the red lights, two. Three, four, five red lights on and away. And it is Matthew Nipperis who gets the jump there in the 46. Wheel standing off the start was the 19 that time. And off there it was Daniel Orsini. And Craig Deans is in the 25. So it's, Michael Pence is in the 46. Daniel Orsini in the 19, first and second as they come through to complete lap number one. So, Michael Peace, 0.4 of a second, but Orsini getting into trouble through the S's that time. And Craig Dean's just working his way through 4 seconds behind the race leader in Michael Peace. So the 46 of Michael Peace in the CRG cart. The PCR is Daniel Orsini. Craig Deans is back there in third place as Orsini trying to make the move on Peace now. So a race leader, Michael Peace, under plenty of pressure as they work their way around the top of the circuit. So Michael Peace in the 46. Into the pit turn this time. There's back to Daniel Orsini in the 19. You can see these drivers pulling gears in the KZ2's open performance. As they come out of the corner, slamming up and down through the gearbox. As Orsini trying to make the move on Michael Peace in the 46. Orsini in the 19, and then it's Craig Deans in the 25. So as they head through the pit turn, still Peace by 0.2 of a second at the front of the field. A 32.058, fastest lap of the race, and Craig Deans in trouble here going to the pit lane. So we're down to just the two carts, Peace and Orsini, as they work their way around the top of the circuit. So Peace in the 46 completes half race distance now. Fastest lap of the race is a 32.58. Orsini much quicker in turns 2 and 3 as they enter into the S's. Orsini is able to close up the gap, but just nowhere to go once he's got that momentum, and then drops back coming out of the S's, and that's where Peace is able to maintain his advantage. So Peace now through the pit turn to complete lap number 6. The gap still 0.288 of a second. As through the S's again, Orsini closes up that gap, but Peace jumps away in the CRG. The PCR of Daniel Orsini, number 19, running in second place. As the KZ2 open performance, heat number 1 continues here in the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, as well as the first round of the St. George Kart Centre and Remo Racing Southern Stars Series of 2019, brought to you by Burko Engineering. Great to have them on board here at Circuit Mark Webber for season 2019. Round the top of the circuit, Michael Peace still holds the advantage in the 46 card over Daniel Orsini. Orsini in the 19 comes through now as they come across the start-finish line. And it's now 0.2 of a second even. And faster by 0.1 of a second on that lap was Daniel Orsini in second place. Peace now around the top of the circuit. Of course, the KZ2 series throughout New South Wales has been gaining momentum over the last few years. We've completed lap number 9. Peace leading from Orsini. And we're looking for the KZ2 series to continue in 2019. Should be as they strengthen. So the next race meeting will be the first round of the KZ series here at Circuit Mark Webber. Just interesting here with the winds that have been blowing around. We've lost the back catch fence. So that's just something we'll have a look at. As the checkered flag is out, and Michael Peace in the 46 takes the victory with Daniel Orsini in the 19. Tag light and heavy out on the circuit as Ryan Mills in the 2 off the pole. And Adam Martin in the 43 was your front row. Brennan Shea, Lance Horn in the 10 and 49. Then it's back to Martin Gear, James Ordish, Matthew Hinton, and Tarn Ether ahead of Ordish now, who's dropped to the back of the field. Adam Martin leading the way in the 34 with almost a second advantage. Martin, Horn in the 49, Shea in the 10, and up the inside. Mills now trying to regain some ground in the Esprit. So Ryan Mills back up to third position. Then we go back to Brennan Shea in the 10 with the 14 of Matthew Hinton. So Gear, Ether and Ordish. Now, I didn't see why James Ordish lost so much ground on that lap one, but here comes Mills up the inside of Lance Horn coming off the top turns. So Martin, Horn, then it's back. Sorry, Martin Mills. Then it's back to Horn, Shea, Hinton, Gear, Ether, and Ordish. Still the order. Martin Mills. The gap, 2.7 seconds. Then it's Horn, Shea, Hinton, Gear all together. Tarn Ether in the 47, in the 37, behind Martin Gear. And then Ordish trying to close up the gap. He's 10 seconds off the lead. But one of the faster carts on the circuit, 33.666. So a race leader, Adam Martin, across the line now to complete half race distance. Five laps down. Mills is checking out from the pack as Matthew Hinton in the 14 has made the pass on Horn. So Horn now with Brennan Shea right on his back bumper. So Lance Horn doing his best to try to be the cork in the bottle. But now it's Brennan Shea who's got past, and Martin Gear looking to try and... Oh, sorry, Shea's still stuck back there. But Gear trying to make that move now in the 47. So Martin is your race leader. This is the tag heat number one. Adam Martin in the 34. Ryan Mills in the 2, Hinton in the 14, Horn in the 49, Shea in the 10, Gear, Ether, and Ordish is the running order. So Adam Martin looking good here as he heads up the back straight. His gap is almost the entire length of the back straight. Martin and Mills, first and second. Hinton, Horn, Shea, Gear, Ether and Ordish. So Ryan Martin in the Esprit. That's the energy card of Hinton in second and third. That gap is 2.8 seconds between second and third. Then Lance Horn in the 49. Only has 0.1 of a second, less than a cart length of Lance Horn and Brendan Shea in the 49 and the 10. Shea now looking to try and make a move around the outside, heading into the pit turn. But Horn has him covered. Shea looking, but just doesn't have the speed at the end of the straight to complete the pass. The checkered flag's at the ready, as Adam Martin comes round the top of the circuit to complete heat number one for the tags. Race leader, Adam Martin, takes the victory. Mills in second, then it's back to third in the 14th of Hinton. Horn at the line. Oh, Lance Horn has held on over Brendan Shea by 0.098 of a second. Lance Horn has got fourth position. Martin Gear back there in sixth. Tarn Ether and James Ordish rounds out the running order.